Hello again, and welcome to another episode of The Launchpad. I hope everybody is having a fantastic day today. It's a beautiful, bright, sunshiny day where I am. I hope it is where you are too. Today, we have the pleasure of chatting with Brooke Kaczynski, a very successful model and also an influencer under the name The Missy Girl. We're going to chat a little bit about how she got to do the fun and exciting things that she is doing today. So welcome to the Launchpad, Brooke.
Well, thanks for having me.
Brooke has had, you've had quite a exciting career. You've done a ton of work. I'm going to read off from my cheat sheet a little bit. You have done editorials for Maxim, for Vogue Knitting, Modern Salon, campaigns for NARS, David's Bridal, North Face, Simplicity, Vera Bradley, Louis Vuitton, Dillard's, appeared on Jimmy Kimmel Live, episodes of Power. I know I'm missing a bunch of things there. Lots of
there's a whole lot of stuff, but those are some great ones.
You've had some tremendous success and gotten to do some very exciting things. Is there a job that you've done that stands out to you, something that was extra fun or exciting?
Modeling is, you kind of, it starts becoming, you're going on set, you know what you're doing, it starts becoming like this common routine. And so I think something that stood out the most in my time of modeling was probably the acting gig for Power, just because it was something completely different that I've never done. It put me like in an awkward, kind of uncomfortable situation because you're used to going on set and just not necessarily speaking. You're just sitting there looking cute and moving. So Power was probably the coolest, to have to memorize lines and deal with the new cast and how they work. And meeting 50 Cent was definitely a big, scary moment.
Sure.
It was exciting. Yeah. So I really would say that one probably is the biggest that sticks out right now.
Cool. Do you see yourself doing a lot more of the acting side of things?
If it came up, but you know, my main focus has always been modeling, and more lately influencing, but, you know, acting is such a whole different world almost than modeling for me. And I just feel like I like modeling and I like the influencing that comes along with it. And yeah, I think I'll stick with modeling.
Yeah, no, it's interesting though. I've talked to several other people through these podcasts, and one of the things that comes up time and time again is staying open to whatever opportunities come along. And
exactly,
you can always have a main focus that you're working towards, but then there's always these fun surprises that come along the way.
And you got to take those moments when they do come up.
Absolutely.
That is just how the business is.
Sure. And when I think of your various jobs that you've done and go through some of just the stunning work that you have done over the years, a job that sort of sticks out to me, and I've sort of like imagined what it was perhaps for you, was shooting the cover and the editorial for Modern Salon magazine, because I know you started off going to cosmetology school and thinking that probably that was a career. To my mind, it must have been such an exciting day to think that here you are on the cover of a magazine that's so important in an industry that you were going to be in. I sort of imagine you thinking about like people you went to cosmetology school.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So my mom actually, she at the time, this was my first cover. So back in 2011. And it was one of my first big jobs. And I remember usually when you're going to do editorials, you don't really know for sure if you're going to end up getting the cover. They do cover trials. And, you know, so I was doing it and I was like, I'm just happy to just be in the magazine. And yeah, when I got the cover and I got the news and the photos, I called my mom who had her salon and I was like, I'm on the cover of Modern Salon. And she's like, no way, I have a subscription. called the Modern Salon magazine, and she was like, my daughter is on your cover for this like season, and I want to order a bunch of magazines to give out to clients. And they ended up sending her a bunch of magazines for free just because I was on the cover, and that was my mom. So it was really cool because, yeah, I did beauty school. My mom does, you know, hair, and yeah, it was a proud moment, definitely, yeah, to come back to your hometown, and like everybody in the salon in town has your cut face on a magazine.
Well, how fun that it was one of your very first, you know, major jobs.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
But
so you talked a little bit about some of the things that you see coming up and focusing more on the influencing. Is that really the direction you want to see your career going? Are there other goals that you're looking towards next?
I feel like the industry has really evolved where influencing and social media is a big part of your modeling career. If you don't have so many followers and you don't stay consistent with social media, it can make or break a job for you. So I kind of started using it mostly just because modeling was wanting it. But then with quarantine and over the last year, I tried to really build a brand and a name for myself outside of just Brooke Kaczynski, the model, where the Missy Girl is a nickname that my friends gave me that kind of gave me this different side and this personality that I wanted to just more showcase my normal day-to-day, my style senses and stuff. So I feel like I do enjoy the influencing world because that was probably my biggest goal going into modeling, is to be able to be there for people that want to be in the industry and like help them along the way and kind of be a role model for them. So I feel like influencing gives you that opportunity and is very easy to do from anywhere.
That's fantastic. And you're absolutely right. It does feel like it's no longer a side part of being a model or really anything in entertainment. Now it's so critical that you have, you know, that you're bringing your own audience to project.
Yeah, because more and more I feel like clients are wanting to see your personality and not so much just having a pretty face. So I feel like influencing is a big part of that. And so I think that's why I just started focusing on it so much, because I think it's the new era of modeling.
Are there tips that you have for aspiring models towards building that social media presence?
Staying consistent. When someone reaches out to you or comments on something, kind of giving a thank you or whatever the situation is, kind of interacting with your followers. And probably the biggest is just staying consistent with posts, stories. Tagging is really big. What's popular on Instagram, using hashtags and kind of go with the times. You know, big thing now is quarantine life. So showing things that you're doing in this crazy world that we're living in now is so big, and that's how you're going to start growing. Just about people seeing what you're doing and find it intriguing. And so I would say just staying consistent.
Absolutely.
And be yourself.
Yes. Good. Which is good advice for all sides of the business. So when was it, Brooke, that you think you narrowed in on modeling was something that you wanted to do? You've had a fantastic and long career. How did you know that this was something that you wanted to do?
In high school, I was going to beauty school. And then when I got discovered through the launch program, I didn't really know what I was getting into. It wasn't until I went to New York City and seen the industry and how it works and what was involved in it that it just became intriguing to me. So I would say I wasn't 100% sold on being a model until I got to New York and started getting into it, which that's just, I feel like, how I am in general on starting something new. So I was not the typical person in high school that was like, my dream is to be a model.
Right.
But I had a lot of people that thought I should, and that's why I went for it and met you guys, and the rest is history.
That's right. And now boxes of magazines with you on the cover get sent to your hometown.
Yes.
See, there you go. So that's interesting that you weren't really sure until you really sort of jumped into it. Were there things that like stood out about some of the early jobs that made you think, yeah, this is for me, this is what I want to do?
Probably the flexibility of the job. It's not a constant 9 to 5. That was something I always knew in high school I did not intend to do. I think the biggest thing for me is that it's so competitive, and I'm like kind of a competitive person, and not just sign with an agency and then, okay, you're good. You know, agencies will help you along the way. I think those were like the biggest things. It was just intriguing coming from a small town, not knowing what I was getting into. And yeah.
So I think that's fun that it becomes, that it's still exciting and still challenging and something that still presents new challenges, and that the competition behind it is good because it is incredibly competitive. But I like that you also focus on the work. I think there is the idea that you get signed to an agency and you sit back and your agent does all the work. Your agent makes 10%, 20%, depending. So they're only doing 10%, 20% of the work. You have to do the rest of the 80, 90% of the work.
Exactly. It shows to your agents that you're really wanting this more, you know, and you got to stand out. There's so many people that want to be a model, and so sitting back doesn't really help.
No, not for anything.
Fortunately.
Shoot, I know, right?
It's not that easy, is it? They make it seem sometimes.
I know.
But yeah.
Oh, shoot. But then it wouldn't be, if it was easy, it goes back to the point that you made earlier, that if it was easy, if it was something that just automatically came, then you don't really appreciate that. And that's not really all that exciting if it's just handed to you. Those things aren't really of any value. It's the things that you work for that.
Exactly.
That are
makes
more,
the magazine covers and whatever a lot more exciting times when you finally book that job.
Right. Exactly. So, okay. So those are some of the way you broke in and some of the challenges that happened, but are there barriers that you feel like you faced early on in your career, or maybe barriers you face now towards accomplishing the things that you want to do?
I feel like a couple of the biggest barriers was accepting that you're going to have no's a lot. There's going to be a lot of no's. And, you know, you have to, it's kind of a mental mind state that you have to constantly have and stay positive. That was something I really struggled with at the beginning, is to make sure I stayed positive. I was lucky enough that I had parents that were there to help me along the way with that. Especially also moving to New York City from Indiana is a huge shock on its own.
Sure.
And the other thing I think is, you know, going from like at a young age, moving to a big city, you start realizing that you can't necessarily eat your gummy bears and like, you know, your burgers all the time. And, you know, you go through that phase of like transition of like teenager to adulthood and taking care of yourself. And if you don't do that, then you start gaining weight and don't keep your image. And that was something that I definitely faced like at the beginning, staying healthy and keeping a good healthy mind state during it all. Your feet hurt a lot. There's a lot of walking, wear comfortable shoes. Those are probably the biggest obstacles, you know, to be able to get the right mindset and body and keep it that way.
Sure. Modeling, especially for women, I think is a career that happens at such a young age. And you are sort of thrown in from high school days into a multi-billion dollar career. And that can be a lot of pressure, especially if you don't really have a good head on your shoulders.
Exactly. Yeah. And because there's, you know, a lot of things you have to be very confident and know what you're wanting and know what you allow. I mean, that's just the industry that you're getting into. So you have to stay strong and confident. Definitely.
I love that. I was fortunate that we got to meet you very early on, before you'd gone off to New York City while you were a small town Indiana girl.
Yes.
Yeah, when you came to the launch showcase. And I remember you showed up with aspirations, questions, your incredible cheekbones, and a really terrible portfolio.
Yes. And I look back at that. I still have that book.
Do you? I love it. And I
yes.
remember there you were in Chicago at the event. And every time I turned around, Brooke was getting pictures taken to try and very quickly put together a really strong portfolio book to show to the various scouts. It absolutely worked, but it's sort of the biggest memory I have from when you came to the event at 18 is needing to improve that portfolio very quickly.
Yes. Yep. That's a constant thing that you deal with when you're modeling. You have to constantly update it, but that book was definitely something I still hold on to and look back on. And
it's good.
Hey, you know what, for starting out, I look at it and I'm like, hey, it wasn't that bad, I guess, for not knowing what I was doing and what was going through my mind. But yeah,
it absolutely,
good times.
It definitely. Did the work for sure. It absolutely accomplished what it needed to
exactly.
do. Yeah.
It got me that agency. So that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. That's right. So how do you think that the Launch Showcase experience helped prepare you for where you are today and the things that you're doing now?
Introducing you to people and networking. That is the thing, that is the big part of the industry. You have to network and meet people. And I think the Launch Showcase did that, meeting agents, getting feedback from agents on like how you can improve, recommendations on personal things or location that they think is good for you. You know, getting your confidence just for your first time stepping on that stage and you are doing your little photo shoot takes a lot of courage to get up there and do those moments. Even though it's quick and you think easy, it's a terrifying moment. And I'm glad I got to experience it there and kind of get an idea of what I was getting myself into going to New York after that.
Yeah.
Which at the time I didn't know, but.
Well, it's good. One never knows it's what we've talked about already. One never knows where one's going next. So it sure doesn't hurt to, jump in and get ready for whatever that future.
Exactly.
Well, and then you had sort of a fun, interesting back home week experience because at our last Launch Showcase, you got to come back and sit on the other side of the table as a representative of your agency. How was that experience to be able to be on the other side knowing what you know now as compared to like what
then
completely green at 18 and now you know sort of the industry and can see it from the other side?
You know, my agent, John Crawford, Crawford Models, has been one of my good friends for, gosh, I think we've known each other for like 5 years. We've discussed about what's next after modeling. Do you see yourself being an agent? And I mean, bringing back to goals of starting modeling is to be a good influencer for people that want to get in the industry. So I thought agents being an agent eventually would be probably the next step. And so going back to the Launch program and being there with John working as my agent and also being now a scout with him, it felt really surreal actually at first. I mean, I remember I walked into that hotel and I was like, oh my gosh, I remember walking in here and being like, no idea what I'm doing. My parents were all just excited. Seeing these young kids get up on stage and just have such confidence and just going for their dreams, that it really brought me back to why I started modeling and the passion that I have for the industry. I was very blown away to sit there and see such talent on stage.
Oh,
sitting next to my first agent, Paul at Click, was sitting right next to me. And I just remember we talked about that and to catch up and see people that I haven't seen. It was really cool to be back.
Yeah. Well, we loved having you. It was so much fun having you. I mean, we've been watching your career and seeing what all's been happening, but to have you there in person. Such a nice circle of life kind of moment. It's like, oh, she's come back to the nest. It was fun having you there. And
of course.
And it is interesting to see like how fearless so many young people are. to be able to see them jump up on stage and do the things that, that they're doing. It's always, it's the reason I've been doing it for as long as I have, is there's, it's always exciting to see new people at the beginning of their career and how excited they are, and to feed off of that energy and excitement and watch them grow before our very eyes.
And doing the meet and greets, it was so nice to just have these kids that just, you know, you're, you get caught up into, you're just constantly just working, and it's just work to you. You don't realize that, like, at some point that it actually, people are actually looking at your work, and it's so like, oh my gosh, like Goo Goo kind of. You, it, and then to sit there at this table and across the way, they're just staring at you like, you know, you're a celebrity. It's just, it was very surreal. And then they're asking me my advice and stuff. And I love doing that. I love, that's what I love to do, is like helping people out to do this amazing entertainment business.
All right. So those are wonderful lessons. Those are wonderful ideas and thoughts to for us all to mull about and think on. Is there a, I'm putting on the spot now, something I love to do at the end of each of the podcasts. Brace yourself. So what is a life lesson that you feel like you learned on the journey to where you're going that you would want to share with the listeners today?
For me, I feel like the biggest thing I learned is live in the moment. Don't get ahead of yourself. Take each opportunity, grab it by the horns, and just go with it. And then just continue every opportunity that comes. I mean, obviously think about each opportunity, make sure it makes sense for you, process it, but take those opportunities. And my, some, a lot of times it's, you're taking a risk, but you know, risk pay off sometimes in this industry. I mean, that's the business. You're taking risk on even going out there to be a model and take, and doing your dream.
I love it. And this, this concept of immersing yourself and jumping in is, I think, a good one. I think it's good to, this idea of staying where you are, staying present and staying open is great. Mm-hmm. It's easy to get to be an old guy like me and look back on life and go, huh, maybe I should have been enjoying the journey more along the way.
Yeah, we all get ahead of ourselves and we're like, we haven't done this, that, and you know, you get caught up in like your goals and in not acknowledging what you've already done or what you're doing today or tomorrow. And I think that's something I've learned, is I would a lot of times get so anxious and not realize what I've already accomplished in my life and in this career and what I'm still doing. And I think that's thing. Be fortunate in what you're doing each day.
Right. I encourage people, it's something I started doing a while back. I encourage people to, I call it my greatness log. And I encourage people to have like a little book, and at the end of each month, sit back and think about, okay, these are the things I accomplished. Instead of just always looking forward, think about, okay, this past month, what did I do? How did I get closer to the goals that I set? What were some of the surprises and opportunities that I took? And then just even that process of at the end of each month reflecting on what you did is always so gratifying. And then it's also fun to sort of look back and go, oh, all right, I am getting closer to where I want to be, or these are some of the exciting things that have happened.
Yes.
Sort of a testament.
Exactly. It took me a while to learn that one. I mean, you already given the advice. It took me a while to be able to process that.
Well, you're very sweet to say that. I was much older when I finally figured that out than you are today. So that's sweet of you to say. Brooke, this has been so much fun. It was lovely to chat with you a little bit.
It was great to chat with you too. Good to see your face and in this quarantine.
It's been a little bit, yes. My long, long hair during quarantine. And hopefully we'll see you back on the other side of the table at another launch showcase and providing more great advice and motivation to other aspiring people in the entertainment.
I hope to. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it, definitely.
That would be great. All right, we'll continue to enjoy the lovely day. I've heard the birds chirping in the background there. So
yeah, Callie's not so bad this time of year.
Communing with nature, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, I hope everybody else has had as much fun as I did, and that you're able to be communing with nature as well. Everybody have a great day, and hopefully we will see you at a future launch showcase. Thanks again, Brooke.
Thank you.
Waste no time.